Station, continuing the legacy of Bill O'Shaughnessy. 1460 WVOX, New Rochelle.
Hi, my name is Jen Graziano, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about one of my family's funeral homes, Zion Memorial Chapel. Zion Memorial Chapel is Westchester County's only independently owned exclusive Jewish funeral home, and that makes all the difference to the families we serve. Our directors represent a team of compassionate, dignified professionals that work one-on-one with you to plan the final tribute to your loved one. The exceptional service we provide comes at a lower cost because we are independently owned. Unlike other area Jewish funeral homes, Zion stands alone and is dedicated solely to those of the Jewish faith. Whether you are looking to pre-plan and discuss the many options available to you, or if a death has occurred, Zion Memorial Chapel is the trusted name for Westchester's Jewish community in their hour of need. Visit us on the web at www.zionchapel.com to learn more about us, or call us at 914-381-1809. Our licensed funeral directors are on hand 7 days a week to meet one-on-one with you and walk you through every step of the process. We are Zion Memorial Chapel, a trusted name in Westchester County's Jewish community.
Hi, let me tell you a bit about Olivet Gospel Church. My name is Pastor Russell McLeod, and for over 20 years, I have been pastor of this evangelical church. At Olivet, we seek to worship God in the beauty of holiness and to engage in a simple obedience to the Word of God. We have a growing and diverse community of worshipers who celebrate Christ so that you never forget the refreshing sense of deliverance and victory you experience in worship. When you visit Olivet Gospel Church, you leave with tools to be a builder in God's kingdom. Let me invite you to visit our place of worship at 3900 Dyer Avenue, the corner of 233rd Street in the Bronx. Every Sunday at 8 in the morning, or for a second service at 11, you will be thrilled to participate in the praise and worship and receive an inspirational and comforting message from God's Word. Whoever you are, you will be at home at Olivet Gospel Church. God has given this church a history of ministry that goes back almost 50 years in the Bronx. Come, God will remove the roadblocks in your life. I am Reverend Dr. Russell McLeod.
Whitney Media offers unique opportunities for independent packagers and radio program producers in the metropolitan area. Both WVIP HD and WVOX Worldwide offer prime airtime in the evening, on the weekend, and during the day for a wide range of programs dealing with health, finance, religion, business opportunities, as well as international and multicultural talk and music. The following is an independently produced program. The views and claims expressed on this program by its hosts and guests are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or its advertisers.
1460 WVOX. Stay tuned now for the Let's Go Trivia Show with your host, Gary Levy, on 1460 WVOX.
Live from Westchester's hometown station, WVOX, and broadcasting from Studio One, this is the Let's Go Trivia Show. Our show is about all things trivia, trivia questions, trivia nonsense, and trivia shenanigans. And most importantly, we will play quiz-off between you, the listeners. But first, today's show is brought to you by Just In Time Baseball, Westchester County's leading youth baseball training and development. Just In Time Baseball offers group lessons, one-on-one training, and clinics. Whether your kid needs to work on hitting, fielding, or pitching, they offer everything needed to build confidence, discipline, and leadership in youth sports training. Sign up now, justintimebaseball.com, for the August 18th clinic featuring New York Yankees catcher Jose Trevino. That's right, Yankees catcher Jose Trevino will be featuring at a clinic on August 18th. So follow social media at Just In Time Baseball or visit justintimebaseball.com for more information. All right, folks, our phone lines are open. If you want to play quiz off, give us a call, 914-636-0110. Let's see which caller gets the most trivia questions correct in 60 seconds. That's 914-636-0110. And today's winner will receive an Amazon gift card and tickets to Trivia Fest 2023, which is next Sunday. Okay, so my guest today lives in Westchester County, but as an international country star, she has had 19 charting releases in 19 different countries. Her album Lone Rider went to number one on release day in the United States and in the UK, as well as charting at number 41 on Billboard. She has been featured on the covers of Maverick magazine, Guitar Girl, Westchester magazine, and American Musical, to name but a few. Please welcome to our show, Jessica Lynn. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for making it on this miserable, rainy Sunday.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, I know you're heading out on tour soon. You're going to Europe?
Yeah, I'm so excited. This is actually our 2020 tour that has been pushed and pushed and rescheduled and rescheduled. So we're doing 6 different countries. I'm really so excited. And the day we get back, we go on the USA tours.
Is this to promote your new album, Lone Rider?
Yeah, it's funny because even though it came out last year, we haven't gotten to tour in support of it yet.
With everything that's been going on?
Yeah, and we have a bunch of new singles coming out, a brand new one, who you make a cameo in the music video.
That's very true.
So new music, old music, just celebrating back to music.
Give me a couple of countries that you're hitting in Europe.
Oh, Poland, England, we're doing France, Germany, Switzerland, all over the place.
Unbelievable. So just real quick, the musicians in your band are primarily your family members, is that correct?
They are.
So give us, who plays what?
So my mom is my background singer, mm-hmm. and plays keyboard. My dad's my bass guitarist. My husband is my lead guitarist. And although the rest of the band is not technically a family, they've been with me over 10 years.
Right, that's incredible. So what happens when there's like decisions to be made, or there's crazy arguments in the studio and the slamming of drumsticks? I mean, you have to go home and sit and eat dinner together?
Exactly.
Yeah. Makes for a good behind the scenes documentary. All right, folks, more with Jessica in a moment. We are going to take a call. Our lines are open, 914-636-0110. Our first caller today to play Quiz Off is Ellen. Are you there, Ellen?
Ellen?
That's me?
Yeah.
That is you, Ellen. Come to the phone, please. Are you ready to play Quiz Off?
Yes, Gary, I'm here.
Okay, you have 60 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, just say pass, so don't waste time, okay?
Okay.
All right, and your 60 seconds starts right now. Which zodiac sign is a fish?
Pisces.
What number is at the top center of a dartboard?
20.
What's the capital of Denmark?
Oslo.
Whose movie production company runs the Tribeca Film Festival?
Robert De Niro.
What is sound measured in?
Decibels.
What was Geppetto's occupation in Pinocchio?
Carpenter.
What band was originally called the Quarries?
Sorry.
How many NBA championships did Michael Jordan win?
6.
Who was Victoria Beckham's Spice Girl nickname?
Posh.
What do the Brits call the board game checkers?
I can't.
How many playing cards in a standard deck?
52.
All right, Ellen. You absolutely rocked that. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The only one you got wrong, the capital of Denmark is Copenhagen. I think you said Oslo, that's the capital of Norway. Maybe I shouldn't say that so we can use it in a future question. All right, Ellen. 10 is the score to beat. We will be in touch if you're the winner. And I'm putting my money on you right now, Ellen, because that is a fantastic score.
Okay, Gary, thanks.
All right. So, back to Jessica. Now, Jessica, I know for a fact that you're a vegetarian. Is that true?
13 years.
13 years. Okay, so I'm going to ask you some vegetarian trivia. Okay, let's see how good you are. All right?
I'm awful at trivia.
I am. Doesn't matter. Okay. What is the name for someone who is a vegetarian but eats fish?
Pescatarian.
Okay, do you eat fish?
Very occasionally. So I'm mostly vegan, like okay. 98% of the time. But if I go out for a nice dinner, I will have a piece of fish.
So I would, personally, I would consider a vegetarian someone who just doesn't eat meat, like animal meat. So I guess they've divided it up to people who are hardcore and don't eat fish. That's like a pure vegetarian.
Yeah, so vegan actually is no anything that comes from an animal.
No dairy
no
either.
No honey, no dairy, no eggs.
Honey?
No, nothing.
Doesn't that come from bees?
Well, it comes from a living
bee.
Don't
they collect it or something? I know. Are they really, they're not squeezing it out, are they? I don't think so.
I'm not an expert, so I don't want to speak on it, but I mean, most of the time I am pure vegan, but I do have to say I cheat occasionally, especially when we travel. Sometimes it's so hard.
Yeah. Just you want something quick to eat, or you're in a place where you know, obviously away from home, where you can't just go open the fridge and go, I'll have this and that, and there's not too many options. Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, exactly. Touring internationally. I mean, one time in Germany, we were in a very small town for 5 days. I literally ate fried cheese every day with that and sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
It was the only thing I could get.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
It's a commitment.
It is.
It's a real commitment. What about bacon? I always say this to people who are vegetarians. Bacon. I mean, come on. When was the last time you ate bacon?
I don't even remember. I was never a meat eater, though, even as a kid. I always associated the animal with it. I never could eat it.
Okay, good. So you're committed.
I'm very committed.
Okay, very good. All right, so next question. Which of the following singers is a vegetarian? Faith Hill, Miranda Lambert, or Shania Twain?
Okay, so I know Faith Hill is very into health.
Okay.
But I don't know much about her personally. I know Miranda Lambert's like a true and true country girl. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming she hunts and does
chicken,
all that stuff.
Chicken and grits, that kind of thing?
I'll have to go with Shania Twain.
Shania Twain is the correct answer for her. Apparently she says that her youthful looks come from not eating meat. That's what she says.
Honestly, every vegetarian and vegan I know looks so much younger than they actually are. So
maybe I need to stop eating meat. I'm not going to, but I'm just saying maybe I should stop at some point. Okay, next question. Ratatouille is a vegetable stew from what country?
That's an easy one. We spend a lot of time in France.
France. So I was kind of shocked. Being a European, I was actually surprised that this answer was France, because there's an outstanding British sitcom from the 70s called Fawlty Towers, starring John Cleese. It was just one of the greatest sitcoms ever. And they had a Spanish waiter in the show. And there's one episode where he really wants to cook ratatouille for one of the other staff members in the hotel in the show. And he's from Barcelona in Spain. So I, for years, I think I was actually today years old when I realised ratatouille is actually a French dish.
I mean, it does, I don't know, it doesn't sound so Spanish, though, if you think about it.
True.
I only know that from spending a lot of time there.
Have you ever had it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So is there any country or any cuisine that jumps out of you right away of all the places you've visited that you're like, that was absolutely outstanding? That's your go-to when you go back to that country?
So I don't really eat much dairy anymore, being mostly vegan. But in Germany, there's a pizza. It's a German pizza. Oh, my gosh, Steve, what's the name of it? Oh, it doesn't have sauce or anything like that, and it's all toppings. So it's like a thin, it's almost like a matzah-like crust.
That's the trivia guy.
Yeah, what's the name of the German pizza?
I used to live in Germany. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, Flammkuchen.
Flammkuchen, of course.
Oh, my gosh. They do dessert ones with Nutella and strawberries and stuff on it. I am obsessed with Flammkuchen.
You put anything you want on it.
Anything. Okay. It's so good and crispy and light. Oh, it's so good.
All right, back to the phones. Our lines are open, folks. 916-636-0110. 10 is the score to beat. We have Peter on the line. Peter, are you ready to play Quiz Off?
Yes, I am.
All right. You know the dealio. 60 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. You have to beat 10. This is a tough score to beat, Peter. So here we go. Okay. Your time starts now. What is the name of the section or speech at the end of a book?
The epilogue.
In what state is the city of Huntsville?
Okay.
What is the square root of 16?
Four.
Where is the Boondock Saints movie set?
Ireland.
Who turns the letters on Wheel of Fortune?
The contestants.
Okay, I'll give it to you. Who was nicknamed the Yankee Clipper? Do you want to pass?
Yeah, pass.
What element has the chemical symbol Na?
Pass.
How many times was FDR elected president?
Three.
What is myocardial infarction?
Pass.
How many syllables in liability?
Five.
All right. You got that one right. So, Peter. Huntsville's in Alabama. Boondock Saints is set in Boston. Yankee Clippers, Joe DiMaggio. NA is sodium. FDR was elected four times. Myocardial infarction is a heart attack, something you're probably having right now. unfortunately. So you scored four, Peter. Not bad, not bad. So Ellen is still the score to beat. Okay. Thanks for playing. All right, Jessica. Now, I know you've got a beautiful rescue dog. We have two rescue dogs. We had three. One of them passed away recently. Brokenhearted we are. Yeah. But we still have two amazing rescue dogs. They're in their teens. You know, human teens years. They're probably 90 in dog years. So I know you're an animal lover. You have a beautiful girl named Audrey.
She
tell us a little bit
best.
About Audrey.
So I'm a foster fail. we got her at the start of the pandemic, and very sad story. She was found in an abandoned house with both of her back legs cut off, just left to die. And we took her, and then obviously we couldn't get rid of her once we fell in love. But she's in a wheelchair. She has two prosthetic legs. She is doing incredible, and she inspires people around the world.
Well, good on you and Steve for doing the right thing and keep it. How can people foster animals, you know, dogs typically, and then, you know, after 6 months or whatever, I guess circumstance, maybe the dog is vicious or something, but clearly they're screened a lot of the time, you know, and you bring them home for a couple of nights to see if they'll work well in your home with your kids and all that, but to have a dog for like 6 months and then just say, yeah, you know, we're done.
I think it's not getting involved in the rescue community. I had always thought that too, but I think it's more like you put your own feelings aside for the good of the dog.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought I could keep Audrey.
Yeah.
I knew that I was going on a 5-month long world tour. However, I wanted to help in any way that I could. So I knew I would be heartbroken giving her away, but I said, I'm going to suck it up and I'm going to do what this dog needs.
And you've made it work.
And I think that's kind of more the mentality, which I've learned from meeting a lot of these rescue people, which is really amazing.
Okay, so some animal trivia for you. What breed of dog is Lady from Lady and the Tramp? You know the Disney movie, right?
I haven't seen that in years.
Take a guess. Regular dog that a lot of people have.
I remember she had wavy hair. So, the Cocker Spaniel.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well done, well done.
I'm not as bad at trivia as I thought
you're
I was,
not,
actually.
You're not. Who was the human lead actor in the dog movie Turner and Hooch? Famous movie. Bit older.
That I have no idea.
Okay, still knocking around making big movies.
Do I get a lifeline? What does he look like?
He looks like a regular human. Steve, can you
Dennis
can you
Quaid.
Help, Jess. Okay, I'll give you the first name and you've one guess. Tom.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is correct.
Yeah.
It was one of his kind of breakout movies back in the 80s. Name one sense that puppies are born without. You know, like vision, hearing, that kind of thing.
They're born without a sense.
Yes. They're born without three major things that they eventually get very quickly. Name one.
If I had to guess I would say, well, I'm pretty sure they can. Are they deaf?
Correct.
Puppies, wow.
Yeah, puppies are born without vision, hearing, and no teeth.
Really?
Yeah, no teeth on dogs.
Wow.
So they can't bite you until they.
Okay.
They get.
That's good to know.
Okay. Did you have dogs growing up?
I did. I had a childhood dog, a Bichon. She was wonderful. It's the hardest thing in the world saying goodbye to a pet. That's why I never wanted another one.
I know. It's really hard. We fostered, forever foster again, a senior, September 2019. And I was looking for a big dog, a big manly man dog. And my wife talked me into getting this little partially blind, partially deaf rat terrier.
Oh.
And he quickly became my buddy. He was my boy.
Aww.
And it just, there was some back issues and just other stuff going on. It was time. He was, I would say, to take a guess, I'd say he was 16 years old, maybe even 17.
Because
little dogs live longer, as you know. So, all right,
that's
back
amazing.
To the phones, 914-636-0110. Tanya, are you ready to play Quiz Off?
Yes.
All right. So you have 60 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. Don't even waste seconds. Your timer starts now. On what station is the Howard Stern Show?
Sirius.
I'll give it to you. Okay. What? How many keys are on a piano?
88.
Who preceded President Kennedy?
Lyndon Johnson.
What's the capital of Michigan? What number is the black ball in pool?
Eight.
What two colours are on the European Union flag?
Pass. Pass.
What state has the most water by area?
Florida.
Where's the smallest bone in the human body? Keep it clean.
The ear.
What color are Homer Simpson's pants?
Yellow.
In the Breakfast Club movie, where do the students spend most of their day?
In the gym.
Which cast member of Friends has John Mayer dated?
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay, so the Breakfast Club, they spend most of their day in the library. Homer Simpson's pants are blue. Alaska has the most water by area. The capital of Michigan is Lansing. And Eisenhower preceded Kennedy. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not too bad, but the score to beat is 10. Thank you for playing, guys. We really appreciate your call. Thanks so much. All right, Jessica. So, being a musician, I would be remiss if I wasn't going to ask you some music questions. And it's kind of music maybe with a little bit of travel sprinkled in. So it's right up your alley. This first one's probably so super easy for you, but I'm going to ask anyway. In what city is the Grand Ole Opry?
Nashville.
Nashville, okay. You've got every question right so far, by the way. So no pressure.
No, I didn't get the Tom Hanks one.
Okay, well, we give you a hint and you got it right. Okay. Have you played at the Grand Ole Opry?
No.
Have you been there? Like, have you gone to?
I have. It's amazing. One day.
Okay. And I've seen it. I think I watched the Garth Brooks documentary. I think that was on Netflix. Did you watch that?
No.
Documentary? Okay, so
I should.
It, about his whole career, he pretty much, you know, talks his way through the whole thing. And there's so many amazing stories in it. But he gets to the point talking about the Grand Ole Opry. And he really felt like that was like a momentous time in his career. Like when he reached there, it was just like so, he felt like that was so, so good for him, you know. And that people speak so fantastically about it.
I mean, in country music, that's kind of, you know, the ultimate thing. For me as a New Yorker, obviously it would be amazing to play the Grand Ole Opry, but for me, I think it's Madison Square Garden as a New Yorker.
Yeah.
Which I was lucky enough, I get to do the national anthem there twice, so okay. It was very cool.
So you've sang the national anthem at a sporting event?
Yes, twice. I did March Madness basketball, and then I did PBR.
Standing on the floor singing it?
Yes. In the middle of all those people.
Oh, was that nerve-wracking?
Oh, yeah. Especially when I did it with the Bulls. They were loading them behind me. So you're trying to focus and concentrate, and all you're hearing are the Bulls just waiting to get out of the gate.
Wow. That's incredible. And who was the other one for it? You said the
March Madness basketball.
March Madness. Mm-hmm. And is it... Is it distracting with all the fans? Are people cheering and the whole
time? They are, the whole time.
Right.
You just got to focus. And I mean, I'm a very patriotic person and I take the national anthem super seriously. So it's one of my most favorite and least favorite things to sing because there's so much pressure.
And you just can't get it wrong, so to speak.
You
can't pull a Roseanne when she butchered it back in the day. Remember that?
Oh my gosh.
She's just all out of tune.
Oh, awful. Okay.
All right. Who was Neil Diamond's classmate in high school in Brooklyn? I'll give you a multiple choice. Famous singers.
I think I know this.
Okay. Barbara Streisand, Frank Sinatra, or Sammy Davis Jr.?
So I'm a huge Neil Diamond fan. Mm-hmm. One of my biggest influences. And I know he did You Don't Bring Me Flowers with Barbara Streisand, so I'm assuming it was her.
Yes, Barbara Streisand. Very good, very good. Okay, a lyrics song. Are you ready? I'm going to give you the lyrics to a song by the Beatles, and you're going to... It's actually the where I'm going to stop. The next line is the name of the song.
My dad's a huge Beatles fan. If I get this wrong, he's going to be mad.
Yeah, Peter, if you're listening, this is the moment. All right. Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass. They slip away.
Across the universe.
Very good.
I needed the melody.
It's hard, isn't it, when you just hear the lyric
and
you're like...
Why did you sing it?
I'd be awful. I'd ruin it. Okay, back to the calls. Do we have Dean ready to play Quiz Off? Dean, are you there? Okay, Dean is not there.
I just heard something.
Do we have Maureen?
Hi, it's Barbara.
Okay, we'll take Barbara.
Take Barbara, and I promise I won't sing for you.
Please don't, Barbara, thanks. But maybe you're a good singer, who knows? Okay, Barbara, 60 seconds. Answer as many trivia questions. If you don't know the answer, please say pass. Your 60 seconds starts right now. Where is Charles de Gaulle Airport?
Paris.
What letters represent sodium on the periodic table?
N-A.
Where in New York was Everybody Loves Raymond set?
Queens.
What NFL team is nicknamed Dirty Birds?
Pass.
In what year did World War II end?
45.
Was the capital of Vermont?
Montpelier.
A cubed number is to the power of how many?
A what number?
A cubed.
3.
What is rapper Eminem's real first name?
Oh, God. William.
Harley Davidson was founded in and is still headquartered in what state?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Harley Davidson was founded in and is still headquartered in what state?
Illinois.
What New York Yankee was nicknamed Mr. November?
Reggie Jackson.
How many years of marriage is a gold anniversary?
50.
All right. Your time is up, Barbara. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Derek Jeter's Mr. November. Harley Davidson's Wisconsin. Rapper Eminem's first name is Marshall. Marshall Mathers, Eminem. Dirty Birds, the Atlantic Falcon. Atlanta Falcons. Everybody Loves Raymond was set in Long Island. Melville, Long Island. So you got 6, Barbara. Well done. 10 is still the score to beat. Thank you for playing.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, thank you. Okay. Jessica.
Yes.
Travel. You do a lot of traveling.
A lot of traveling.
Now, I don't know how many times you actually get to sit and enjoy and look around and see all these beautiful places that you go to. But I'm going to ask you 3 travel questions.
Okay.
And then you're off the hook.
So this all right. is
it. You've got everyone right so far. So you've 3 left.
All right.
And you don't have to
now
sing for us.
The pressure's on.
You don't have to sing if you get these right. All right. All right. Being from Ireland, how many hours ahead of New York is Ireland?
Oh, easy. I did a lot of UK interviews this week. 5.
Oh, very good. Very good. Nice and quick as well. In what major Midwest city does Route 66 begin? Major Midwest city.
We traveled down it. Is it Chicago?
Chicago's correct.
Yeah.
So, if you get this next one correct, you do not have to sing. I know this was not a bargain we made at the beginning. I'm just making it up on the spot. All right. We went here on a cruise a couple of years ago, right before COVID, actually. Cozumel is an island, the Caribbean island off the coast of where?
Mexico.
Oh, wow. You got it.
Yeah.
Perfect score.
Woo!
Holy smokes.
That's exciting.
That's
Wait,
impressive.
Wait, but I really didn't know the Tom Hanks one. I mean, to be honest. You have to give me a hint. So does it still count?
So tell our listeners where they can find your music. Give it a little plug, your album, that kind of stuff.
So my website's jessicalynmusic.org. We have tour dates, music links, all that. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. If you just search Jessica Lynn, and on every social media platform. And our tour dates start as early as this week. So
wow.
Make sure you come out and see a show. I'd love to see you guys.
Do you have any local shows before or after your tour?
Virginia is quite... Well, we're in New York City, May 13th at the Cutting Room for our tour kickoff show. And then May 20th, we do a live stream so people can tune in from anywhere.
Awesome, awesome. We're going to squeeze one more caller in. Maureen, you have 60 seconds to answer as many quick-fire questions as possible. You ready to play quiz off?
Ready, Gary.
Time starts now. What artist painted Campbell's soup cans?
Andy Warhol.
What does the S in Law & Order SVU stand for?
Special.
Who did Will Ferrell play in Anchorman?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Who did Will Ferrell play in Anchorman?
Ron Burgundy.
What color is the bullseye on a dartboard?
Red.
Where was the 2022 Winter Olympics held?
Pass.
How many state names start with S? S for Sam.
2.
To the tenth of a mile. How long is a marathon?
Pass.
Who was the 3rd U.S. president?
Jefferson.
What liquor is in mojito rum? Oh, I just gave it away. What? I'll give it to you. What was the first... What color is the first G on the Google logo?
I'm sorry, I missed that again.
What color is the first G on the Google logo?
Blue.
Well done. All right. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ellen is our winner today. Folks, that is it for the Let's Go Trivia Show. Big thank you to my guest, Jessica Lynn. Next Sunday, Trivia Fest is at Captain Lawrence Brewery in Elmsford. Go on Eventbrite, search Trivia Fest 2023. Get your tickets. It's going to be all day music, live theme, trivia games, etc. So... thank you to everybody here at WVOX. Again, thank you to all our listeners for playing Quiz Off. We'll be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on Westchester's hometown station, WVOX 1460 AM. Have a great week. Peace.